Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bay Area is Draymond Green. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Which is righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Day-day! Warriors live in 2 hours. Seahawks and Rams in 2 hours and 15 minutes. Mm. Dibs has got to make a pick. Confirmed guest list. 4 o'clock, 1 hour from right now. T.J. Houshmandzadeh.
Awesome.
Oh, damn. Used to play for the Seahawks, Brandon Ayuk's private coach, NFL analyst. I got questions.
Yeah, man.
I got questions. And then Mongo Feliciano's at 4:30. We'll hop in here, too, before we do Warriors Live.
Warriors Live at 5.
Listen, we got multiple ways to bring in a game. I get it. I'm going to watch everything tonight. You're going to watch everything tonight. But where's your head?
Where's my head?
Yeah, what are you excited about tonight?
I'm excited about the Warriors and...
Really?
Yeah, I'm excited about the Warriors because I'm wondering about not only the rotation, and Pat Spencer's out, personal reasons, I get it. Al Horford out, sciatica, no shock. So it's not as much about Warriors survival, or survivor rather, as it is, how are you going to use Kuminga? Kuminga's back in the rotation. What does that mean? Does he get a 5-minute looky-loo early, and then if it doesn't go great, he's back on ice? Or are you going to try to really bring him back and let him play some actual basketball? And beyond that, the other intrigue for me, there's a number of different things. One, Jimmy Butler, are you interested in actually playing basketball in December? Because he's looked a little bit like he's been in second gear, third gear, kind of coasting a little bit. He's not been that impactful. Draymond Green, can you stop turning it over? And then beyond that, yes, all the other ancillary pieces, who plays, who doesn't play, whatever. But this is not a must win, but it's starting to feel a little bit like, okay, Warriors, if you want us to take you as a real thing, you got to go out and start winning some of these games.
Sure. I mean,
that's where my head's at.
Yeah, I get all those things. I'm way, way, way more excited to see the Seahawks beat the Rams. I am way, way, if you want to, the intensity of tonight, to me, maybe the soap opera intrigue, sure, that's the Warriors. That's what we do. You know what I mean? And sure, Jonathan will be back in there. Everybody can get out, whatever, wrap your arm up, take a big shot of Kuminga if you want. Here we are again. I don't know why that's... Why is that different than what we've seen before? Do you know what I mean?
Just different because now he's back.
He's back. He never went anywhere.
Well, he went to the DNP list.
He just went to the bench.
Right. And that's what's intriguing. And now he's back.
Yeah. We've watched him be back before. He'll go out there, he'll play basketball. I hope he looks really good. And it's a Thursday in December.
Right, but he so either looks good they win, he looks good they lose, he looks bad they win, he looks bad they lose.
Sure.
Like,
and then we rinse, repeat, and try again on Saturday.
But that's, or maybe we don't. Maybe he looks bad, they lose, and he's back on the DNP
Listen,
list.
Listen, again, my
I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, my point is like, we're going to go to bed tonight, and one of these results has an actual pow stamp on what is going on playoff-wise for one of these teams. And it is the Seahawks-Rams game. Absolutely. In Seattle. Thursday night football. Standalone. Boom. Like, I put it this way. I understand everything you're saying. And you and I would qualify as addicts, I guess, if you will, when it comes to Bay Area sports. There's not a damn thing ever that we don't watch. There's not a damn thing ever that we're not excited about. Like, yes, really, honestly, when it is a Tuesday in November and they're in New Orleans, I'm like... Like, it is one of the first 10 thoughts that goes through my head when I get up in the morning and start planning the day. Like, that because the dad in me, that's how I operate. I got, okay, who needs to be where? What are we cooking tonight? And what are we doing? You know, we got to figure out the show. And then when we get back, what's going on? How many people are going to be there eating? What are we eating? And how can we incorporate that into whether or not there's a game that we all want to watch? Like, that's how my brain works. And so, sure, and you know, my best friend is the voice of the Suns. Yep. I can't wait to see him tomorrow.
You love John Bloom.
And so, like, when the Warriors play the Suns, it's a big deal. The trash-talking texts have already started. And so that's great. That's all great. But come on, people. Come on.
Come on.
Where is your Niner fever? Where is it? This is massive tonight.
It could be. You can go out to Indy and lose on Monday, and then it's not so massive.
Well, sure, but all we can do each day is set up the next. You
right.
Know what I mean, that's how we root. That's how you rooted for your fantasy team. All you want to do is set up the next week.
Well, there is no next week.
I know, because you lost.
Apollo Creed, there is no tomorrow.
But those who won did not win a damn thing. All they won was another shot.
Right.
It's another shot next week. The 49ers can both clinch the playoffs and be two games away from the one seed in the NFC if the Seahawks win this football game tonight. And it is massive. So, I mean, we could just, like, we can play with this a little bit and
sure.
have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
If you all want, like, which is floating your boat a little bit more tonight? Sure. I'm not saying it's not Steiny, who's only going to apparently got one TV. Like, I'm sure you can follow both, you can toggle, you can grab another TV, you can put eight TVs in your bedroom like Guru does, whatever.
This guy is such a D.
888-957-9570, what has your full sports focus today as far as 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight? Which one is, like, making your heart thump a little bit? They're both big.
Yeah.
I get the drama surrounding both, but... If you asked me, like, here, maybe here's another way to ask it. Only one of them is going to go right. Which do you pick?
The Warriors.
Really?
The Niners still have to, like, handle their own.
On a Thursday in December?
Yes. This game is more about than, it's more about just 1-82. This one is seminal for a number of different reasons. They need to start looking right. They need to start playing right. This game's important for the Golden State Warriors.
I understand that.
Seattle beats the Rams, and then you lose to Indy. Well, it turned out it wasn't that much of a big game because you lost to Indy.
But it created an opportunity. If the Warriors, I could do that exact same thing with the Warriors. If they lose this game tonight and then win the next five in a row, nobody gives a rip.
But if they lose tonight and Kuminga plays poorly, then that might be, you know, more DNPs for Kuminga. I don't know. For me, you never know.
I don't know.
He got a DNP. Last time he played 2 minutes in the fourth quarter, and then he didn't play for three straight games, and he was healthy.
But that wasn't based on that one performance. It might have been based on his behavior on the bench.
Yeah, we don't know.
But he had played very, very poorly for a very lengthy stretch, quite frankly. A significant stretch, certainly ever since injury. He has not really had any good games since then.
Well, you've had other players play poorly.
No doubt.
And like Draymond Green's coming off a game where he was poor.
Right. Put it this way. I don't think Steve Kerr is in the business of punishing people for one performance.
I'll
you know
agree
what I mean?
With that, yeah.
If he's going to put him back in the rotation, You better give him more than 22 minutes one time. I would rip the hell out of that if the Warriors then re-bench Jonathan on Saturday. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it depends on how he plays and what he does. I mean, if he plays lethargically and shows, you know, a certain amount of disinterest in doing certain things, then yeah, it's warranted. But if he goes out and tries to play and doesn't play well, I'm just more intrigued by tonight's Warriors game because of where we are and the fact that they haven't played in a long time. And,
interesting.
You know, they had this tough schedule early, and oh, it's the schedule. Man, I've never seen a schedule like this. And then ever since then, they've been patently kind of bad. And now you have a chance against Phoenix, who is better than we thought. It's a team that you might be competing with for a spot in the top six. And, you know, Phoenix is more spirited, and they've got Dylan the Villain, who you love, Dylan Brooks. Oh, and so there's a number of things about tonight's game that spice it up a little bit.
I'm definitely not trying to, and I can't, and I won't. I'm not trying to devalue anything.
And I'm not
anything.
Trying to devalue the football game, because football is always king. And it's, I mean, the only bummer is the old guy coming out again is if I want to watch it on TV, so I'm watching it on Amazon.
You got to get a second screen.
I have it. I have my computer.
So you're good.
And I'll do that. But I don't want to have to do that. I want to have the ability, and maybe it's an invention that I need to come up with where, and I guess it would have to go through Xfinity or whatever, where you can toggle between an app and their platform.
Right.
Because I'm an Xfinity customer, and I have been forever, and I love it.
Your smart TV is not smart enough.
My smart TV is very smart.
Yeah, I know.
But when I go from Xfinity, I have to speak into it, Amazon, bloop, and then up pops Amazon, and I click, boom, and then now I wait for it to load.
Yeah, how long does it take?
That right there is about 20 seconds.
No, I mean the whole process, to get from the football game to the basketball game and then back.
Well, to go from the football game to the basketball game, that's quick. It's just a couple of exits, and it goes right back to Xfinity.
Got it.
But to go the other way, that's a solid minute.
Oh.
Because you have to, bloop, Amazon.
In 2025, a minute is like...
And then you wait, and then Amazon pops up, and then you go down, and you select the game, bloop, and then the game, do you want to watch the main broadcast? Do you want to do the catch-up, the recap?
Does your TV make those noises like that?
Yeah, my remote.
Oh.
Xfinity.
Okay.
You don't have Xfinity.
I don't have Xfinity. Yeah. What's up, Granny? You look like you want to say something.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously, this is a huge football game,
yeah,
and Niner fans should be rooting for the Seahawks because you want the one seed, you want the division, and you want the bye, and you want home field. Seattle losing, though, isn't bad either because it increases the odds of being the five seed, and the five seed takes on the AFC South winner in the first round, which is the first round matchup you would want.
I would have to look this up. Does it really? Like, if Seattle loses tonight, but then the Niners lose to Seattle, don't they finish behind them anyway? So you got to beat them either way.
It increases the likelihood of you being the five. Or at least surpassing Seattle in the standings. Seattle loss.
To me, that's not enough of a consolation prize for me. Here's what I would say. I get it. The Warriors are our team. The Seahawks are not. So, like, the rooting interest tonight, we watch our teams. Rooting for someone because it affects your team is not the same experience. So, if you're, I'm not like down on the idea of if you're more tapped into the Warriors tonight, it's the freaking Warriors. The Niners don't play tonight. But which one is a bigger deal in the landscape of what we're all doing here? I don't even think it's close. This is a massive football game for the 49ers tonight.
Potentially.
The Warriors one is interesting because of all that we've been going through and talking about. But this is not a landmark game with regard to the standings at the end of the year, I don't think.
I mean, it might be a tipping point.
Phoenix is right ahead of you in the standings.
Yeah, I know. And you play them again in 48 hours. Yeah. So you can just play ping pong if you lose, and you just win and go right back to where you were.
Right back to a game below 500. But, I mean,
I get it.
Over 47.5 is a slam dunk. It's easy money. So
boy, you're not going to let that one go.
Why would I?
You shouldn't.
And I won't.
Okay.
And I shan't. And if I'm wrong, then tip of the cap to Mark Grandy, who said that it was free money. They're giving it away.
It might be free money. It's as defined now, not easy money.
Nervous?
It's not easy.
It might be free money for Vegas. We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's not wrong. It was free money for someone.
Right. Somebody. Well, it's not free money for him because he had to pay the juice.
You could just get the money back by fading you. It's not that hard.
Go ahead. Fade me. Fade away. Don't let me get hot again.
We won't.
Have you won two in a row?
Yeah, two in a row.
All right. Filmo Mike's on the line.
I think so. Two in a row, yeah.
He's royalty. Yeah, you hit both over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hit the Niner game and you hit the Vikings.
And I've got tonight. Tonight's easy. Like,
ooh.
Tonight is...
I don't.
You lost Monday. You lost your last pick. Yeah, you lost what? Monday night. You
picked
Miami.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You lost
Miami. I flipped the pick.
Not even close in that one.
Yeah, I forgot about Monday.
You know,
easy
what?
To forget. That was an embarrassingly terrible pick.
That was a big old rotten egg stinker.
It's hard when I just.
I wasn't here for that one. I would have faded.
Yeah, you would have. Easy to say now.
Yep. Quarterback got benched out of that game. He was so bad.
Man. Career ender.
Totally right.
Seriously. All right. Philmo, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure something out. So I'm trying to figure out how the hell are we supposed to have 49er fever and mania when y'all going through freaking Dear Abby letters about the Warriors before Christmas? We don't really care about the Warriors right now. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. But you can't teach Steve Kerr old ass new tricks. He going to do what he do. He going to do what he did to get what he been doing to become, have 9-10 championships. So I'm so happy T.J. Huzmanzada is called it, whatever Chris Berman say, teach me who's your mama. Yeah, he's going to come on and all that good stuff because I'm sick of hearing about these average-ass Warriors. They not going nowhere. Steve Kerr is doing the same thing he's been doing. I love Steve Kerr, but he's not going to change. He's going to play the players that he quote-unquote trusts, and Kuminga can't do nothing right. Kuminga could pay well. They lose. Kuminga's fault. Kuminga could get 8 rebounds, 3 points, have a nice floor game, play like Draymond Green, and he'll sit the next game. So it's no rhythm or rhyme or madness to this. For whatever reason, Jonathan Kuminga, Steve Kerr, and the Warriors, they're not aligned. They have to get in alignment. I don't see it happening. And I hate to say, I never say this. Even when Latrell Sprewell choked TJ Kalismo, trade the player, he needs a new start. I never say that. But this is the first time, I swear to God, that I can see they probably need a new start. Steve Kerr needs a new start. Jonathan Kuminga needs a new start. Because every time we look at it from our perspective, a lot of the fans, we like, man, well, Kuminga gets – he kind of gets, like, play like – it's like he's not the teacher's pet, obviously, or the teacher's favorite, obviously, because when this person does that, they get more time. When Kuminga does that, he gets no time or he gets punished. So I'm sick of talking about it. I hope the Seahawks win tonight. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Hey.
And shout-out to Dear Abby.
Shout-out to Dear Abby.
That's a great call, Philbo. I get it. But by the way, we know Philmo, and Philmo gets it too. You can be sick of it, but the bottom line is it's here. It is a story. People are emotionally attached to it. They're interested in it to the level where you seem to be elevating tonight's game as to be maybe a little bit bigger or different than other regular season December games. I don't fight with you on that. I agree with you on that. I see almost exactly what Philmo sees the same way. There's one thing there at the end, and it's the definition of the word that. And I kind of tried to do this with Guru yesterday, and it's probably the core of why some of our listeners and Warrior fans, and I see this a little bit differently when he says, when we see Kuminga do that and he gets benched, and we see other players do that and they don't get benched, let's define that. I bet, just my guess, disagree with them if you want. I think Steve and the coaching staff would say we're not talking about the same thing. If that is just defined as poor play, like you didn't play well that night.
Right, right.
If that's the definition of that, then you're right. Steve Kerr and the coaching staff are out of line because that's not the way you treat a player. Go out there, struggle a little bit, bench for 2 weeks. That's incorrect. But it's not just – that is not defined by playing poorly. That is defined by decision-making and style of play. And the example I keep using is the article that was written last year of, in Portland, Jonathan looked off an open Steph Curry, didn't throw him the ball, and decided to drive to the hole. Not my words. That's the reporting of the beat writers. And it ticked the Warriors off. And that is a snapshot of the discord. of the way they want to play. It's not about playing poorly.
Right.
The way they want to play.
If it was about playing poorly, then Buddy Hield probably would have been benched a little bit.
Everybody.
He's shooting 31%.
Bench them all.
Right, except Steph, because he hasn't really played poorly. But it's not only about that. It's about effort and energy and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, it's playing the right way, and it's playing with energy and effort. And that's why I'm really fascinated about tonight's game, because Kuminga's getting another chance. And I'm sure that they've had conversations, and Steve actually told us as much that they've talked about it. And so Kuminga goes into tonight's game, whenever he goes in, knowing exactly what they want him to do and how they want him to play. So he'll either try like heck to do that, or he'll go about playing the way that he wants to play, that is outside the structure of the team. That to me is a fascinating thing as we get another day closer to JK Day. 4 weeks from today, they can trade him 4 weeks from today, Thursday, January 15th.
Yep.
So between now and then, he's either going to play or not play. He'll play well or not play well. They'll keep him or not keep him. So all these Warrior games between now and then, for me, become much more interesting based on that one thing.
I got a sneaky suspicion you're going to get a really, really good Warrior effort tonight.
You better.
Yeah. No, I don't, like, just, I don't just mean effort. I also mean output. Like, I think the Warriors are going to win tonight. I think that they're going to shift the conversation. The Warriors have very big ears, and they've had a lot of days off, and they listen to all of this crap.
Do you know what the spread is?
No, I don't.
Take a guess.
Let's see, the Suns. Suns are at home.
14-12 Phoenix hosting 13-14 Golden State.
But they've also,
as we go around the association.
Yeah, the Suns have also lost 3 of 4. They've lost 5 of 7. I bet the
I'll give you plus or minus a point.
I bet the Warriors are about a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, Grandy. 2.5.
Yeah.
I got it at 2.5.
Yeah.
Kill the music.
There you go.
He looked it up.
No, I didn't. I'm looking
all of that cogitating, and you came up with Phoenix's recent results.
Yes, that's it. Just the look at my computer.
Somebody call Atco Pest Control.
I have the Sun schedule.
I smell a rat.
I have the Sun schedule.
You easily could have gone back or forward.
Go ahead. Come hit the back button.
I'm not hitting your back button.
Look, we'll hit the back button.
You're looking real good once you hit that back button.
I'm going to back that thing up.
Thank you.
Look, a back button. Now it's the Sun's
page.
What
is going on here?
I hit the back button again. Now we're at the NBA standing.
There's something rotten in Denmark is what's going on.
Are you on ESPN?
ESPN.com.
Yes. ESPN has odds plastered everywhere.
No,
everywhere.
But I wasn't on. That's on the score page.
It's fine. Congratulations. You got
they
it
do
right.
not have odds on their schedule. I was on the Suns schedule. Grandy, shut up.
I'm like guru right
and
now.
He's such a good cheater that he didn't want to get it bang on the number. So, 2. I'm going to go with 2.
Yeah.
Rationale. I'll be a half point off just to let the people know.
Look, I'm sorry that y'all can't handle my rightness. Sorry. I'm sorry that you can't handle my my rightness.
What's that smell? I smell a rat.
Let's go to Jay in Fremont.
Please.
Hi, Jay. What are you doing?
You guys doing?
What's up?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, man.
I wanted to talk about what's the must-see TV tonight. It's got to be the Warriors. I mean, it's got to be the Warriors. And here's my take on it. There's so much coming to a head right now with the Warriors in general. Kuminga's trade. Steve Kerr's tenure is coming to an end. We just don't know what's going to. This dynasty's coming to an end. And the thing is, you think about the West Coast, right? You think about the Western Conference. Every game, every night means something, in my opinion, because four to five months down the road, when we're in playoff playing mode, it's going to be a tight race. And I think all these teams know that. I mean, these games in December do matter. And the stories surrounding the Warriors right now are pretty crazy. I mean, there's just a lot in flux. That said, I think that, you know, the Seahawks game is important, but I think the Warriors game is must-see TV, baby. Steph's playing too, so that's always must-see TV. Thanks, fellas.
Okay, Jay, thanks very much. Sure, Steph on TV, that's a thing. I get that. Whichever team you're more of a fan of, maybe that factors into this a little bit. Jay said something, though, and I wonder if it caught everyone's ear. He's, you know, this dynasty is coming to an end. Do you know that the rest of the league is like, that happened 3 years ago?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, when You tell me where this is going, and then when you look back on it, when did the dynasty end?
Right. So if they win it this year, is the dynasty over?
No.
Right.
But you already said, you said 4 minutes ago, you don't think there's any chance they win it this year.
Of course not.
All right. So it ended 3 years ago.
Well, and you could even say that the title that they won 4 years ago wasn't even really a part of the dynasty.
You could make that case.
And the whole idea of a dynasty, like the Dodgers have a dynasty right now. And that's something you can't dispute.
Yeah, you can. Dynasty is usually three.
And they've got three.
Mm. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. First of all, that was 5 years ago. And second of all...
So they've got 3 and 5?
No, they got 2 and 1/3 and 5.
Ah, gotcha.
Got to get to 3. So good luck to them. We'll see if they can do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. TJ,
go Dodgers.
Whoosh, man, Zada is in a half hour. But until then, we're still taking your phone calls. What's floating your boat tonight? Is it Seahawks/Niners? Dubs? Suns? What do you got? It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
Week from today, huh?
Mark Willard, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Week from today.
Week from today.
Night five of Hanukkah. Of Hanukkah. And this is where, you know, you start to cross over the Shamas.
That's right. Yeah.
I used to think it was the Shamas.
See you at the crossroads.
Because... I don't know if you guys go right to left or if you're supposed to go left to right.
I go left to right.
Depends on what side of the menorah you're on.
Yeah, just like writing on a piece of paper. I go from the left to the right.
I think we've been going right to left.
Oh, I can't tell you if you're wrong, and I don't even know if there is a wrong.
Yeah, and my goal for the year was to get the prayer down by night 8.
Oh, Baruch Atah Adonai.
Yeah.
Eloheinu Melech Olam.
Yeah, I get the... I'm that's big on those
part.
Parts.
That's the main part. You got to learn how to do that.
All of the I get all that stuff down. Anyway,
yeah, go ahead.
We cross the Shamas tonight. We get to the back nine of Hanukkah. Hello, friends. We are now at the back nine.
Oh,
night
man.
Five.
By the way,
of Hanukkah.
The other big Hanukkah.
Shalom, friends.
The Hanukkah controversy. The Hanukkah controversy. Do you leave the Shamas lit? Like, do you let that burn as well?
Yes.
See, I don't think you're supposed to.
Oh, boy.
But I also, again, I don't know anything well enough to know if I'm super right. We used to do that for years.
Boy.
I think that you're supposed to. Can some people who are really locked in,
I'm going to Google it,
from the Jewish community, let us know, do you leave the Shamus lit? Or
I'm going to juggle it.
I think you blow that sucker out and then watch the, as Shabuzi would say, you let the rest burn. You let it burn, yeah. So tonight, 5 candles will burn, not 6, is what I'm doing.
Should I ask Siri?
Yes, and AI.
I was going to ask Ezra, do we leave the Shamus lit?
Anybody? Anyone? Let us know. Do you leave the Shamus lit, or do you blow that out and just watch the others burn?
Interesting. Shout out Usher. We're going to let it burn.
Yeah, so in theory, you could have one Shamus for the entire Hanukkah.
AI says it is the standard custom to leave the Shamus, the helper candle, burning alongside the other Hanukkah lights until it goes out on its own.
Yes, you do. Can confirm.
Okay. All right.
I'm Jewish, so I don't really know. My wife, who is actually Jewish, we always have let the Shamus let it ride.
Like
let
I
that
said,
thing ride.
I do not know anything enough to know if I'm right or wrong. I just know what my experience has been, and we always did.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the road, someone told us you're not supposed to do that, so then we stopped.
What?
I'm telling you.
Who was that person that told you that?
I don't remember. This was a long time ago. Clearly that person and therefore now me are misinformed.
From a different part of the world that does it differently.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And then somewhere along the road, it also becomes simply sort of like what you pick to wear every day. Do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all about
intention.
Like, just, yeah, if you want to blow one of the candles out, blow one of the candles out. The world doesn't stop spinning, right?
You better be careful.
The whole point was that, you know, the candle burned for 8 nights, which is why we rocked the 8 nights. I'm learning these things as we go. So you can't be blowing candles out.
I know, but the Shamus is the 9th candle.
That's true.
Not 9 nights.
Well,
I've been having
this debate with my 3-year-old daughter. Because I said, yesterday I said, ooh, how many nights of Hanukkah is it? And she's counting the candles, and she goes, 5. And I'm like, well, technically, honey, the Shamus doesn't count. And she's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, dummy.
Yeah.
So
if it doesn't count, then why are we burning it?
I mean, fair enough.
Just, these are questions I ask. Here's another one that I've asked my entire life. My mom is, in my family, is the one who is Jewish.
Right.
Therefore, in Judaism, I'm Jewish.
That's right.
And I'm like, why does that half of my family get to decide? And, oh, by the way, I don't even like, I feel like I'm cheating to say that because I did nothing. I never went to temple. I never had a bar mitzvah. My last name's Willard. My mom's maiden name is Schneiderman. Why? Do you understand what I mean? Like, why?
I totally understand.
Why does my mom's background automatically govern me?
Jewish law.
Exactly.
But
Jewish
law.
Why
do we follow Jewish law when there's a half of my family that's not Jewish? I'm
100% with you. My daughter is Jewish because her mother, my wife, is Jewish.
Yeah.
I was baptized, quite frankly, against my will. I don't believe that I signed any consent form.
You got dunked into that water?
Dude. It was a four-way,
too. You had no vote.
I don't know this for fact, but it was 1969, and I believe my parents somehow got a coupon. Baptize 3 and get 1 free. All 4 of us got baptized.
What is going on here?
I'm trying to explain it, Fitz, if you stop interrupting me.
Just hang on. We're off Warriors for 1 second. It's really good. Go ahead, Dibs.
Holiday book. So we all got baptized together. I was 10 months old. I never consented. So I'm a baptized Episcopalian, whatever the hell that is.
What is that?
It's like Diet Catholic. It's like being a Catholic without all the guilt and without all the responsibility is what it is.
Then you become a snot-nosed teenager and your mom's like, you're Jewish. And I'm like, says who?
Exactly.
What? Like,
you don't decide.
Who the hell are you to say that?
Right.
Like, I'm your mom. What about him? Does he get it like...
What if politics worked that way? Yeah. You're born, and your dad is in whatever party. I don't want to make this about either party, but you're that. You're one of them.
And my dad, like most dads, is just over there being like, hey, buddy, just let it go. I don't have a dog in this fight anyway. You know what I mean? Because if you ask my dad, what religion are you? He's like, no.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
And my wife grew up with a menorah and a Christmas tree, so we have both.
Same.
She's going to open presents on Christmas, so it's not that serious.
The menorah is right next to the stockings. I showed you the picture.
Yep.
And they're hung by the fireplace with joy.
There better be eight of them with a shamus stocking in the middle.
No, half of them are over at the other house.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Evan in Oakland called in and wanted me to explain to you in his words why someone's mother being Jewish would determine their Jewish state.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah, Evan in Oakland, I believe.
Okay, thanks, Evan in Oakland.
According to him, and also history in his mind, back in the day, you know, long time ago, a couple thousand years.
Is this going to take a long time?
No, real quick.
Okay.
What is going on?
You used to know who somebody's mother was. You didn't always know who their father was, according to Evan in Oakland.
Oh, I know who my father is.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But that's where the tradition came
from. I could call them right now. They're still together. Those adorable little people.
Yeah.
They're adorable. They're in their 80s. They're still together. They're going to be 60 years next year.
Nice.
Next June, 60 years.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's some days where they're nice to each other, too. It's amazing. I'm kidding. But, you know, one of them can't hear. The other one can't move too well. It gets frustrating.
There you go. Right.
It's fine. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Let's see. How about Gino in Vegas? Hi, Gino. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's up? Good afternoon, gentlemen. How we doing this evening?
We are fantastic, man.
All right, guys. I'm just going to get straight to the point here. I got to ask you guys a question. Who has looked the best and thrived in our system post-2014-15 season, not named Steph, Clay, and Draymond?
Okay, so for a minute there, I wasn't sure if you were talking about the Warriors or the Niners. Okay, so the question is, outside of Steph, Clay, and Draymond, who has thrived in the Warriors system? Is that the question?
Yes, I know the answer that he wants, and I don't know if it's the answer that I would give, but he wants us to say Jordan Poole.
And I would. That's the first name that came to my mind, Gino, Jordan Poole.
Well, 100%. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, we can talk Smiley, Jacob Evans, blah, 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 all those other bums that we drafted. Another point that I want to make here.
Gino, can I interrupt you for a second? Mark Grandy has a different answer. You said post-2015?
Yes.
Okay. Grandy does have a pretty good answer. Grandy, would you like to say it?
I would like to say Kevin Durant.
How about Kevin Durant, Gino?
We didn't draft Kevin Durant.
You didn't say that was a stipulation.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't clear. I should have said, who is the best player that we drafted that thrived in our system? And it is Jordan Poole.
Okay.
Point being is that Steve Kerr inherited a great core. He wasn't around when our core was drafted. And I feel like he has definitely treated, especially our lottery picks, as if they should be role players to Steph, Draymond, and Clay. I agree with the call that the gentleman made with Steiny and Guru earlier. Another thing is, when we were winning championships, we didn't have such fluctuation and miscalculations with our lineups. We knew we were starting Bogut, Draymond, Harrison, Clay, and Steph. And then we had Barbosa coming off the bench. We had all these solid people who knew what their roles were, and we don't have that today. And what I'm trying to get you two to understand is that we need to hold Steve a little more accountable, because like my father, I believe that you guys are of the same ilk and around the same generation. I feel like you guys are a little biased to Steve and don't give him or don't hold him accountable a little more often than he should.
Sure, sure. And I appreciate that, Gino.
And Gino, I'll say this. Yeah. I am biased towards Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Because he's won four titles and been to six finals.
And I also like, if I accept that, can I point out maybe a bias or two that you have? Are you open to that?
Kerr hater either. I just want to say that there's a lot of accountability that needs to be talked about, and it's not Steve, it's not JK, it's not the players, it's everyone.
And that's totally fair.
Very fair.
Yeah, that's totally fair. But Gino, can I point out something that I sort of feel just by listening to you talk a little bit about kind of where you're coming from? Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, for instance, you referred to how Steve and the staff have used the Warriors' lottery picks as role players. That was a sentence. I'm not misquoting you, right?
You know what? And I was speaking generally, but that I 100% said that. A lot
right.
of takes. That
you,
is what I said.
And
but
you,
I was
you realize how few of those there have actually been in the entire decade, right?
James Wiseman, Jonathan
yep.
Kaminga, and Moses Moody.
Right.
Yep.
And James Wiseman was not even used as a role player. He wasn't used at all. James Wiseman is a bust. It's unfortunate. It's not a bad guy. I know the injury history. It's a bummer. But that just was not a good pick. So we're whittling down a characteristic there, now down to like two, maybe three people. And when you talk about what was happening with defined roles back, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, you're exactly right. And they're afforded that because you had veterans who knew exactly what to do in a system because they kind of all, A, they were veterans, and B, they came up in it together. And then the last thing I'd say, like, my shoulders go up with the word inherited. They really do, because a piece of that is true, but if you wouldn't acknowledge that all of that continued to develop and get better under Steve Kerr, I think you're missing something. Is that fair, Gino?
I am not saying that 100%, but we also, it's a double-edged sword here.
Sure.
We cannot say that they wouldn't have developed another year with Mark Jackson. Now, I'm not saying that would have happened at all.
That's true.
I just believe that with Mark Jackson, I'm not saying that it's a double-edged sword. What you're saying is what I'm saying. That means, say we don't get Steve Kerr and Mark Jackson continues to coach us, who's to say that we don't get to the championship with him?
We can't say that. No, we can't say that. But that's why, Gino, for me, I lean into what did happen, because any of us can come up. Gino, it's a really good call. Thank you. Any of us can come up with a hypothetical. We will never, ever know what would have happened if they had kept Mark Jackson. The only thing we know if they had kept Mark Jackson is that Andrew Bogut would have been really unhappy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that we know for sure.
Well, and we know that they got a different coach in and he won a title in his first year.
Like,
so,
I mean, I'm...
And I admit to Steve Kerr bias, and my bias is based on what you and I talk about and its track record, and it doesn't mean that we can't criticize him, and I don't think that we, quote, go easy on him. And this year is going to be a big determinant in how his future goes, whether he wants to stay or not. He's got to figure out what's going on with this team and how to make this group of guys be more like last March and April than they've been in October and November.
Yeah, and here's the other reality to it. And it is Steve's job, so he's got to do a better job of it. At the same time, I don't believe that there's any coach in the world, like, this does not exist, that can just coach anybody into being a contender, even if you have an all-time great. Again, as we've always talked about, and this, I think, is at the center of a lot of different arguments when people love or hate certain coaches, but a coach puts players in position to succeed. Then the players either do or don't.
Right.
And nobody has ever coached a dynasty or multiple championships without great, great players. Great players. So I hear, for my tastes at least, too often where we lean into, well, someone's not that good of a coach because they've just got great players. I don't even know how the hell you make that point. Because, honestly, who's the great coach that just got all these wins without great players? I don't like it even when they're not champions. I don't like it when I hear people, well, Kyle Shanahan's got good players. First of all, that guy is a very, very big part of player personnel. So if he's got great players, hey, give him a nod for getting some great players.
Well, and the coaches coach, like, and they put players in position to succeed.
Correct.
And so if the coaches don't put the players in the right position to succeed, then that's on the coach. It's also on the players, which is why the Niners is a great example. They do things a certain way because they have an amazing running back who can run and catch. They have a fullback who's the best in football and a tight end who loves to block. So are you going to go four wide receivers? No, you're going to play 21 personnel. You're going to put those three dudes in the field and then Juwan and Ricky and whoever else. And, oh, by the way, your left tackle is one of the five best left tackles ever. Mm-hmm. So you're going to run behind him. And if Shanahan didn't do that, he'd be an idiot.
Like, I guess, here's what I'd love to know, to bring it back to the Warrior comment.
Yeah.
if you're so like, okay, if you think Kerr is doing a really, really poor job, and a lot of people do, if you think that, I guess that then I have to presuppose that you think that this is a championship roster. I don't know anybody who will cop to that. So if Steve's doing such a bad job, that means that you think that team is like Thunder-esque or Nuggets-esque or at least, I don't know, Lakers-esque or something.
Something-esque.
I wonder what, like, this is something I'd love to explore with a lot of you. What do you think this roster is if it's being coached the way you all want it to be coached? You know what I mean? Like, yes, you admit, and I share it, a bias to Steve Kerr because he was so successful
right
through this last decade. And one of the reasons I'm not livid right now is I think you're kind of getting what you've got. You have stars who are all old, and so sometimes they'll pop, and then sometimes they won't be available. And then you have younger guys who are sitting somewhere in the vortex of like, they're not bad, but they're not great, and they're probably a little underutilized and held down. And is that on Steve? Sure, to a degree.
Right.
Is it also on the situation because they're stuck underneath Hall of Fame players? Yes. Yes, it also is. So are the Warriors like a little bit disappointing this year? I think so.
Right.
I'm not of the mind that if someone else was coaching them, they'd be the two seed.
I agree with you, and if you think about it, and I don't want to always bring this back to, you know, Grandy taking the over on 47.5, but if the expectation was that they'd be a 47 or 48 win team, right now at 13-14, they're on pace to win 40 games. So right now their pacing is below what Vegas had set the number at. Now Vegas doesn't know everything, but they're able to look at a situation and see, all right, I see your coach, I see your talent, I see what you're working with and what you're likely to do. This is what we think of you. And so if you as a coach are not going to be able to coach them up, and as players you're not going to be able to play well enough to reach that point, then it becomes a disappointment. And right now,
yeah,
you've had a little bit of injuries, not a ton of injuries, but right now you're pacing toward 40. Vegas had you at 47 or 48. So are you 7 wins worse than what they thought you should be? It kind of feels like that,
I mean,
right?
Right now, yeah. Like, I'm not
going to. It feels like this is about that level of a disappointment, which would be, that'd be about a 15% dip in what they should be.
I'm not going to run from the word disappointment. It absolutely has been.
Right now, absolutely.
But A, it's not over.
No.
And B, that, like, okay, how disappointing, I guess, is the question. You know what I mean? Like, if Steve Kerr wasn't coaching the team and it was being coached exactly the way his critics would like it to be coached, all right, now where are they?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, we're all like, I'm trying to access, like, what is it that many of you actually think is on this roster?
Right. You've got you've got elite old players who may not be elite anymore. Steph is. The other two may not. Al Horford certainly isn't.
Yeah.
And then you've got a bunch of just guys.
What's available to Steve?
You've got a bunch of second rounders, and you've got two lottery picks, one of whom you don't feel like can play. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration lies.
Of course it is. And I share in some of that. I share in some of it from a little bit of a different angle because, as you know, like, I'm not over here being like, Kuminga's the key to this whole damn thing. I'm more just like, he's interesting, so I'd like to see him play. I'd like to see him play because he's interesting. He's athletic. Sometimes it feels like there's a side story going on. Sometimes I'm not even comfortable with that. Like, there's these eyeballs on a game and everybody's watching. There's a Warrior game and then there's the Kuminga game within the Warrior game. I don't think that's the healthiest thing.
No.
But that's where we are. I would like to see him play so we can continue to get more information and more data.
And that's why I'm stoked about tonight.
Yeah.
Because you're going to actually get to see him play.
I get it.
Yeah. If you think about the 47.5 over under, if they were pacing toward that, they'd be 16-11 right now. So they're basically three games worse through 27 than they should be, according to what the Vegas over-under was. So you can look at the games that they've lost, the game in Indiana, maybe the game in Milwaukee. You've lost to Portland three times. If they were 16-11 right now, would the conversation around Kerr and the Warriors be different? Just three more wins, Mark?
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, and again, this goes to what we've talked about how early it is, and, you know, you've played 27 games. If they were 16-11, they would be the seventh seed. You'd be a half a game behind Minnesota. You'd be right there. Instead, you're 13-14, and you're not.
Okay, TJ Houshmandzadeh is going to join us a little bit. Mongo Feliciano later on this hour. I'm trying to figure out why. Grandy, have you seen it come across? Doesn't the in and out, it has to be 90 minutes before kick, right?
I was literally just about to tell you, Davante Adams has officially been ruled out. He is
okay,
inactive.
There it is.
Tonight.
I was trying to look for that, and I couldn't find it.
It just happened moments ago.
Yeah, all right. Davante Adams officially out for the Rams tonight, and Dibs has a pick to make here coming up this hour as well.
And that will not affect the pick. The pick has been in. The pick remains in. And the pick was made understanding that he wasn't going to play.
He was going to be out. Yeah, there was no question he was going to be out.
Cuckoosh.
Right. Warriors in Phoenix tonight. Tip is set for 6. That means your boys here have Warriors Live starting at 5. It's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. TJ Houshmandzadeh joins us next. This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.